The war is coming to an end. The world is entering a new era to the rhythm of discussions between the victors. The question of the punishment to be imposed on the Nazi war criminals is the subject of several meetings at the highest level, at the end of which it is decided to organize a big trial in Germany, in the town of Nuremberg. At the same time, almost 4,000 miles away, in the United States, two young soldiers, two brothers, are preparing to experience an adventure that will mark them for life. The youngest, Stuart Schulberg, who writes nearly every day to his wife, is only 23 years old. His brother, a Navy lieutenant, Bud Schulberg, is 31, young and idealistic. They are made in the image of this new world, born out of the rubble of World War II. It's the beginning of summer 1945. That gives them 3 months. 3 months to compile visual evidence of the greatest crime of all time, to build the foundation of our collective memory of this historic period. Even though the documents compiled by the Schulbergs and presented at the Nuremberg trials are famous today, there exists little trace of the mission itself.